to Windy City. This is the morning commute. Carm with you for 10 minutes in your morning, wrapping up yesterday's day in sports, as we're going to try a little daily thing for you, and I'm looking forward to it, especially with Bears training camp getting going. And that's where I want to start today. Matt Nagy, very interesting comments about the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky. Nagy, quote, on a Zoom call, "We don't have enough right now as far as evidence of whether Trubisky has gotten better or not gotten better, or if he's the same Trubisky. I wish I could tell you we had enough, but there's just not enough with where we're at. We need to see more. I can't give you a fair statement or opinion with that." Listen, Mitchell Trubisky is not a good quarterback. He is never going to be a good quarterback. Nagy continues, "I'm excited to see more team periods, maybe a little more red zone, some two-minute, four-minute situational football to truly say that. I'd ask for a little bit more time on that with him. But again, the mental side of it, decision-making, where he's going, so far so good. But we want to now continue to see that get better and better to where we have 100% accuracy with that with both quarterbacks." Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. He beat Tom Brady. He's better than Mitchell Trubisky. You can say whatever you want and try to be friendly to Mitch, and Mitch can say things about how he's worked so hard and he's got more urgency or whatever. The work ethic's never been a problem with Trubisky. Being a good quarterback has been the problem. And Mitchell Trubisky, there is no solution or breakthrough. It's not going to happen. I'm not saying he won't look good for a game. Even if he wins the starter's job and they want to give him one more shot at it, maybe he'll play well against the Lions. It's possible. Maybe he'll even play well against the Giants. But it's not going to last. He is not in the top two-thirds of quarterbacks in the NFL. Play Nick Foles. All right, we move to baseball. Dane Dunning making his debut for the red-hot Chicago White Sox. Four wins in a row for the White Sox. Tim Anderson did not hit a home run to lead off the ball game, but he did the last two games. Dunning looked good. My first impressions of this guy, and by the way, Dane Dunning, Ronaldo Lopez, and Lucas Giolito for Adam Eaton, that is straight robbery. That is bank robbery without a mask, just walking in and stealing from the Washington Nationals. And I know the Nationals won a World Series with Adam Eaton, but come on, great job by Rick Hahn on that one. Not so much with Fernando Tatis Jr., who I'll get to in a second. But regardless, here's Dunning. I'm watching him. I'm thinking to myself, does that look like Carlos Zambrano? Big dude. Nasty, hard slider coming down, fastballs up in the zone. I don't know. I thought I was seeing a little big Z from a little double D, Dane Dunning. I liked it. I was most definitely impressed. So good win for the White Sox. Edwin Encarnacion still hitting under 200, but two big home runs. That was good to see. And Luis Robert missing in action. Adam Engel started in center because Robert diving for a ball the night before and he sprained his wrist and supposedly he's going to be in the lineup today, 1 o'clock start at Guaranteed Rate Field. Baseball players, super valuable ones like Luis Robert, don't go diving for balls. Don't crash into walls. Your value is being in the lineup every single day, not one single play in a baseball game. One-run game, ninth inning, you got a chance to slide and make a play, risking injury. I guess I get it at that point. Game's on the line. But overall, stay healthy. And I just, you don't know, maybe Robert's in the lineup tomorrow, but what's the shape of that wrist? Is it going to affect him at the plate? Makes me nervous. All right, over to the Cubs. Split with the Cardinals yesterday. They take 3 of 5 in the bizarre 2020 two doubleheader, seven-inning game, one regular day of baseball series. Craig Kimbrel looks like he's coming together. Got the save in game two. Looks a whole lot better. This guy has benefited, for the record, from no pandemic. Can you imagine how much pressure and how many boos would have been coming down on Kimbrel if he had started out the season like he did, if fans were allowed? It would have been a nightmare. And today, when he hit a batter with two outs, that might have turned into a nightmare. But nobody's out there, and Kimbrel, to his credit, and by the way, supposedly a very mentally tough Craig Kimbrel, so maybe it wouldn't have bothered him. But he got through it today, and the stuff is coming around. The fastball is you know, up 95, 96, 97 miles an hour. Slider's looking nasty. That's a huge addition for the Cubs. And winning a series against the Cardinals is all you had to do. You got off to such a good start. As long as you play 500 baseball against the teams that are chasing you, they ain't going to catch up. So the Brewers think they could have knocked them out. Instead, they get swept, all one-run games. The Milwaukee's, there's just something about the Brewers that won't go away. But overall, good day for the Cubs. Split's fine. David Bodie deserves a ton of credit. Three-run homer in the first doubleheader that saved game two, and then he comes through again 2-2 in the eighth inning on a base hit up the middle to score two. I mean, Bodie's hitting 200, but those were two huge hits on the season. That guy has helped out in some key spots. Chris Bryant, I don't know, can't stay healthy. Shots, he's getting injections in his wrist. That's never good. Cortisone shots, you know, they mask it, but they don't help you long term. I don't like what I'm seeing from Bryant and the health issues popping up again and again. And also, you know, the Cubs are playing great baseball, and Javi's not doing anything, swinging at literally everything. So that, I guess, is a plus, because at some point, Javi's going to heat up. All right, Javi, get hot. I want to wrap up with one Cub thought that has to do with a former Cub announcer, and that is Tom Brenneman. And I'm sure you saw the news that Brenneman, who does Cincinnati Reds television, used a homophobic slur on live TV that he didn't think was live that somehow went out. Dropped the old F-bomb and said it with a lot of disdain. This was, you could feel it. Tom Brenneman is an incredibly talented broadcaster. Incredibly talented. Baseball, football, been with Cincinnati forever, Fox, all of it. I don't know Tom personally. I used to call him up to have him on David Kaplan's radio show. He was always cordial. This was ugly and a half. And then he apologized, and he said something that did not help him. If I have offended you, Tom, dude, you have offended a lot of people. You should have said it like this: for all the people that I have offended, which is probably everyone, because everyone should be offended by what I said, I greatly, greatly, greatly apologize. And I am now going to look in the mirror and check out my unconscious biases and overt biases as to how I got to the point that I thought that I could even say what I said by myself in a closet, let alone in front of a microphone. Awful. I don't know what they should do with Tom Brenneman. There's a chance, of course, he gets fired and never works for the Cincinnati Reds again. If I was a betting man, I'd say they'll suspend him for the rest of the season and bring him back in 2021, which, if he does a lot of good things in the community, that would be fine with me. I get that a lot of people don't want him to work anymore. Cancel culture, all of it. But this was bad. Straight bad. And again, the way he said it, it wasn't like a nothing, joking around, and then you used this word that you didn't realize how offensive the word was. I mean, he punctuated it the way he said it. That makes you all the more alarmed. Rough, rough, rough moment for Tom and for the Cincinnati Reds. Thank you for checking out the Daily. Fun to be with you. I'll continue to do this. Let me know if you like it. Tweet me at the Carm. And if you can subscribe, tell a friend. Subscribers are everything as we try to build this thing. So I appreciate all of it. And thank you for listening today. Hope you had a great morning commute. We'll see you tomorrow.